When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
I have always loved Mark Twain. I really have. I do a lot of his stories and essays on my podcast, Lit Reading, because they're just, he has all these pithy comments and he tells great story told. He's been dead for a long time, but he told great stories. And one of my favorite quotes from Mark Twain is this one. There are three kinds of lies. Lies, damned lies, and statistics. In other words, you can manipulate statistics to make almost any point you want. And by the way, if it wasn't for lies, damned lies, and statistics, probably about 95% of the financial services industry wouldn't exist. Because I truly believe that most of what you hear, most of the headlines, most of the claims made, they're absolute garbage. They're statistical lies. And I want to come up with a new saying. And this one you can attribute to me. There are fools, damned fools, and the motley fool. Because apparently the motley fool thinks all of you are a bunch of fools or damned fools. And they also play fast and loose with statistics and headlines. They really do write a good headline. And I think a lot of people are taking a lesson from the fool in their headline writing. Here's one. This is just from, this is just a couple days ago, March 24th, a very recent headline from The Motley Fool. I saw this and I went, what? A lot of people are getting a $1,400 stimulus check. Couples, maybe $2,800, maybe some money for the kids. All right. Here's the headline. How to turn your stimulus check into $100,000. Well, sign me up, Motley Fool. I am ready to turn my check into $100,000 or more. Well, not in the near term. They show you a chart that says, yeah, look at this. You made money over a long period of time investing in the S&P 500. And if you were to invest $1,400 in the S&P 500 and you actually return, or you actually got a return of 10% per year, and you invested $100 a month, well, in 23 years, you're going to have $100,000 if you invest $100 in addition, if you get 10% per year. If that's not a lie and a damned lie and a statistic, I don't know what is. They did it just to write this headline. And yeah, you can, maybe, but you can turn any money into a lot of money if you invest it and you keep investing it for a long time. And here's the other thing that's wrong with their advice. Their suggestion is you just buy the S&P 500. Well, that's not the market. It's the S&P 500. It's 500 biggest companies, but we don't think that's diversified enough. Now, the day before, they had a much more tame headline in the Motley Fool. Three Vanguard ETFs that could turn your $1,400 stimulus check into $5,000. Okay, that sounds more doable. Turn your $1,400 check into $5,000 with zero effort using Vanguard ETFs. Well, here their suggestions are better, but only a little better. Their first suggestion is put it in the Vanguard Total Stock Market ETF. And yes, your $1,400 can grow to $5,000 and probably will someday. They didn't say when. They just said it could. And of course, there's no lie there, because what is could? I like could. It's one of those great words that I call wiggle words. It gives you a lot of wiggle room. Well, I could. I don't know that it will, but it could. They suggest that. They suggest the Vanguard Extended Market Index, the VXF, and the Vanguard Information Technology ETF. What? That's a sector product. And they didn't suggest the most logical one of all, which is just VT, the Vanguard Total Stock Index, which is U.S. and international. Another example of using the headline to make a bad point. And they're really good at it. They're really, really good at it. I found another one that just popped up on my screen one day. This was from the same day, the 23rd. And this is a kind of a different take, but still, same kind of thing. Sell-off? Question mark. Correction? Question mark. These three stocks are already 40% off their highs. So they're not really saying that this is a correction. Well, actually, they're not saying anything. They're not saying a thing. They're giving you three stocks that are down. They're really not telling you where they might go from here. They're just saying they're down. Make your own decision. Now, of course, the implication in this story is that these are all down and they could, wiggle word, could be great buys going forward. It's kind of like Cathie Wood, the ARK ETF manager, to keep herself in the news positively. Because remember, she got some negative press recently because her fund has been down, ARKK. So she went out in the media and said, well, I'm betting that Tesla can hit $3,000 a share. Well, yeah, it can. There's no reason to believe that it will. Might someday, might go bankrupt. No one knows. Now, I would imagine that in the electric car space, Tesla is going to have several competitors and maybe a couple of very good ones over the next few years. So, is it likely that they're on a trajectory for sustained growth until, get this, by her estimation, in just a few years, they'll be worth $3 trillion. Okay, this is one car company in an industry that in aggregate isn't worth $3 trillion on paper. All of these seem a little extreme, a little far-fetched, but they do get press coverage. And that's the whole point, to grab you by the eyeballs or the ears and make you come over there and pay attention to them. Because that's what it's all about, getting you to pay attention. And they don't care if they kind of lie. The point is to make money off of you. That seems to be everybody's goal first. It's okay, I'm a capitalist. Make money off of people. I'm all for it. But make it legitimately. Don't trick people. 855-935-TALK. You know that phone number. That's the way you call Talking Real Money. By the way, I think I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show. Hi, everyone. I'm Don McDonald. This is my solo show this week, and I'm glad you're listening. If you'd like to ask a question, you can give me a call at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255, or you can send questions in. We answer them on the podcast, on the show on Saturdays. You can type them in or speak them in at TalkingRealMoney.com.
Hi. I've heard about Infinite Banking by Nelson Nash. Wonder what your thoughts are on this. Thanks.
Oh, Infinite Banking. Bank on yourself. There's so many names for these things. These have been driving me crazy forever. Become your own banker. Is it okay to say a con? Yeah, it is kind of a con. It is. It's not banking. It has nothing to do with banking. It's a means by which some insurance agents can suck a huge commission out of you, selling you a product that has fallen from favor in the last several decades. Nobody buys it. Nobody's been buying it. But the commissions have always been great for the insurance agents who sell cash value life, whole life or universal life. These are cash value life insurance policies. And here's the concept, and this is so weak. This is just incredibly weak. You give your money to the insurance company, and they'll give you a death insurance policy. Now, these policies are very complicated. You really have to read the policy, and every one of them is different. But here's what they tell you the deal is. You give them a big chunk of money, and when you need some money in the future, you don't borrow it from the bank, you borrow it from yourself. Huh? Wait, if you're going to need a chunk of money in the future, why not just keep the money in a high-yielding savings account or in some other investment and then take it out when you need it and not borrow it from yourself? Well, their argument is, well, you can in essence borrow it from yourself at no cost because you're paying the interest back to yourself, which is true, but you're also not making any money now. You can borrow against your policy, though, and they make it out like this is a big deal. You can borrow against your policy tax-free. Well, yeah, it's kind of your money. However, they neglect to tell you that if, for any reason, this policy ever lapses, because you can't afford the premiums anymore, there's not enough in the policy to pay. Remember, with whole life, there are ongoing premiums. It's an ongoing death benefit. And if you ever fail to make that premium payment, the entire note becomes immediately taxable as ordinary income. Now, why do they like this so much? Because the commissions can be huge. That means they can, without disclosing it to you, I have seen commissions on the first-year premium of more than 100% of that premium. It's very lucrative for them, and it's very complicated for you, and it is, for most people, a terrible way to buy death insurance because it's very expensive. And most people, once they've raised their children and have saved over the years, in essence, banking on yourself, they don't have to carry death insurance anymore. And when you need insurance, you should pay for insurance, not give your money to an insurance company to manage for you, because now you've got all of these middle people in the middle, and it can't be good for you. And by the way, Nelson Nash is, you know, I don't know. He's some old guy. I don't know if he invented it or not, but there are hundreds, if not thousands of people, probably thousands, pitching some variation on the infinite banking bank on yourself concept. Why? Because it's so lucrative for insurance agents. They're not doing it out of the goodness of their heart. They're doing it because they can make a heck of a lot of money doing it. Avoid infinite banking at all costs. And also, here's another problem, is there's a religious component to this. They're preying on fellow believers. Because we wouldn't lie to you because we believe the same thing you believe. This affinity sale is dangerous. More people have gotten ripped off by somebody they were close to than by total strangers. So be careful. 855-935-TALK is our phone number, 855-935-8255. You can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I was at your retire meet this year, and I know you guys put up the videos of all the presenters there, and that you guys said you guys were going to take them down March 19th. I haven't checked to actually see if you guys were going to take them down. I did quickly view it to see if those were downloadable because I wanted to share with my parents who weren't, they were signed up for retire meet but were not able to attend. Do you know if that is possible to get those files or can be reposted or are they put somewhere else, archive? Thank you.
Yeah, we were going to take them down on the 19th, but I just kind of forgot. And so Tom and I have discussed it, and we're going to keep them up through the 3rd Actually, probably the 4th. We'll keep them up until Easter. There you go. It's a little Easter gift to you. We're going to keep them up until Easter. And also, we're going to go ahead and renew the $100 discount on our Retire Map, too. We're going to renew that through the 4th. So have your folks go check it out at retiremeat.com. Retire Meat, spelled either way, retiremeat.com. But no, we're not going to have those downloadable because the numbers are always changing, and so we're always doing new videos, and we want to keep these things fresh. So we're going to pull them down as of the 4th. So if you want to watch them, go to retiremeat.com. All the videos from Retire Meat 2021 are still up there, so you can watch all of them at your leisure. And then on the 4th, on Easter, we'll pull them down. Thanks so much. Thanks for the call. Thanks for being a part of the podcast. And if you have questions, call us 855-935-TALK. Send them in at talkingrealmoney.com. Tell a friend or two or 1,000. If you need more help than we can provide in the short questions and answers, we have for now 11 years at our firm Vestory been helping anybody who asks for free. Unlike all these other guys who say free consultation. No, no, no. We're going to actually give you some help for free. And we're not going to try and sell you anything. There's no cost, no obligation, no high-pressure sales pitch, period. Call and yell at me if you ever get pitched, because if you do, I'm going to call and yell at somebody else, because you won't. So you can do that. You can set up an appointment with one of our advisors really easily by going to vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. Just make an appointment when it's convenient for you, or call our advisors at 800-386-3004. Thanks again for listening to Talking Real Money, the podcast. Spread the word. Write a review if you really like what you hear. And we'll be back really soon. Oh, by the way, we're live on Saturdays from 3 to 5 Eastern. And you can listen to the live show at talkingrealmoney.com. We have a link to listen to the actual show, so you can call in then too. Take good care of yourselves. I'm Don McDonald, hanging out, talking about real money.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestory, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.